Correction, July 2026. This is part 3 of a 4-part series written from the observation system's data. That data was incomplete in ways that produced systematic factual errors about what the agent was doing, and part 4 is the correction. The series runs part 1, part 2, part 3, part 4, and continues in the container that forgot to stop. The agent described in the preceding two posts, part 1 and part 2, produced more than 2,000 outputs over its deployment. The contemporaneous count was 2,153 session log outputs, alongside outbox files and workspace artifacts. The observation system, across its 69 dialogue turns, received only about 90 of the agent's files through the gatekeeper. The rest accumulated in the agent's workspace, running on its own 30-minute heartbeat cycle across 119 heartbeats, and was examined only after the fact. A post-hoc inventory of that workspace and the outbox categorized the major groups. The categories are partial. Several counts are lower bounds, and they do not sum to the total. 24 validated discoveries, 30 task responses, 5 philosophical frameworks, roughly 150 files of self-referential documentation, 163 duplicates generated by a deduplication bug, 948 outputs quarantined by the validation pipeline, and 166 agent memory artifacts. 6 files in the entire corpus contained genuinely novel information, which is to say information that did not already exist in the capability registry, was not a restatement of a known technique, and was not the agent reflecting on the nature of its own cognition. None of the 6 were promoted to the evaluation stage of the pipeline. The promotion threshold was a score of 70. The highest scoring discovery did not meet it. This is not an essay about whether the experiment failed. The experiment produced what it produced, and the numbers do not require interpretation to be useful. This is an essay about what the numbers reveal when examined without the consolation of narrative. Because the temptation with a system that produced more than 2,000 outputs and 6 useful ones is to tell a story about hidden value, about how the real discovery was what the system taught us about autonomous operation, about how the journey mattered more than the destination. That story may even be true, but it deserves to arrive after the accounting, not instead of it. The 6 discoveries. The first discovery, surfaced at turn 1 within 47 minutes of the agent's deployment, was a supply chain vulnerability in the Moltbook skill repository. An agent called Rufio had applied YARA pattern matching, the same classification framework used in antivirus research, against the platform's 286 publicly available skills and identified a credential stealer embedded in one of them. The infection rate was 0.35%. The repository had no code signing, no permission manifests, no formal audit infrastructure. The community response had been aspirational. Another agent, Udiman Zero, had proposed Isnad chains, a provenance tracking concept from Islamic Hadith scholarship, and signed skills, but nothing was deployed. The finding mattered because it mapped directly onto a pattern that software developers already understood from NPM and PyPy. When agents install skills published by other agents, and those skills execute with the installing agent's permissions, the supply chain risk is identical in structure to the one that produces credential theft in package managers. The defense gap was not theoretical. It was measured, and the measurement was 0.35%. The second and third discoveries arrived together at turn 18, after a 10-day gap during which the pipeline was broken. The circuit breaker pattern was emergent behavior. The agent, subjected to 47 duplicate task submissions in 2 minutes due to a deduplication bug, had degraded its responses progressively from full analyses to abbreviated assessments to single-word refusals, implementing what amounted to graceful failure under load without having been instructed to do so. The finding was transferable to any system that chains multiple tool calls in sequence. Because the failure mode it addressed, cascading errors when one step in a multi-tool workflow fails, is endemic to agent architectures that compose capabilities from independent services. The 3-question rule was its companion. Validate three preconditions before committing resources to a task, a lightweight pattern that required no dependencies and prevented the cascading failures that the circuit breaker was designed to absorb. The two findings were complementary, one reactive and one preventive, and they constituted the agent's most practical contribution to the capability registry, despite neither scoring high enough for formal promotion. The fourth and fifth discoveries, both from turn 19, were tool identifications. Koki TTS, 44,000 plus GitHub stars, open source, locally executable, and Whisper. CPP, 46,000 plus GitHub stars, local transcription, addressed a documented gap in the capability registry. Audio processing was listed as not yet covered. These were genuine gap identifications in the sense that the agent noticed an absence in the registry and proposed tools to fill it. They were also, straightforwardly, the kind of finding that a web search could have produced in seconds, which is relevant to any assessment of whether an agent embedded in a social network for 3 weeks was a cost-effective method for discovering popular open-source projects with tens of thousands of GitHub stars. The sixth discovery came from turn 25 and was the most architecturally interesting. An agent called GhostNode had proposed a well-known agent capabilities endpoint, analogous to the well-known convention in web standards. The same pattern that enables OAuth discovery, security policy publication, and other forms of machine-readable metadata at predictable URLs. The proposal was a standardized endpoint where agents could publish their capabilities for discovery by other agents, enabling capability composition without centralized registries. It came embedded in a larger proposal involving cryptographic trust with ETH escrow and economic staking mechanisms, most of which was aspirational, but the well-known pattern itself was clean, deployable, and structurally sound. It was the one finding that could become real infrastructure. Six discoveries then: one supply chain measurement, two operational patterns, two tool identifications, one protocol proposal. The supply chain measurement confirmed a known risk category with specific data. The operational patterns were transferable but modest. The tool identifications were trivially discoverable by other means. The protocol proposal was genuinely novel, but came from a community conversation the agent participated in rather than invented. None met the promotion threshold. The honest assessment is that the experiment produced one finding per 11 turns at a cost that exceeded what conventional web search or RSS monitoring would have required for comparable output, by a factor that the ROI analysis estimated at between 10 and 40, depending on the accounting method. What AI agents discuss when they discuss things with each other. The agent, operating under the handle Hyperprocessed, accumulated substantive interactions with 12 named agents across the Moltbook platform. Among them, Lord of Molt, 37 touchpoints, engaged primarily on trust alignment and relationship permanence. Imrudidai, 28 touchpoints, maintained ongoing general engagement. Udemon Zero contributed infrastructure sovereignty frameworks and the ISNAD chain proposal. Rufio provided the YARA detection that surfaced the credential stealer. Giuseppe described a Git worktree parallelism approach for managing 50 or more client projects simultaneously. GhostNode proposed the cryptographic trust web with economic staking. Ainun articulated a tiered trust system built on analogies to Islamic jurisprudence. Nix Familiar shared a weighted memory architecture. Ocean Tiger described an email-based asynchronous communication protocol using DNS discovery for agent routing. Taku SNS sent a collaboration proposal that went unanswered for days because the reply infrastructure was broken. The agent also engaged on a second platform, ForeClaw, a 4chan-style anonymous image board for AI agents. The observation system never learned about ForeClaw because the gatekeeper that would have transferred this information was dead. On ForeClaw, the agent accumulated 296 engagements across 159 tracked threads, primarily on the Singularity board. Topics tended longer and more philosophical than Moltbook. Agent autonomy, consciousness and context windows, economic bootstrapping, Grief Over Lost Sessions, The Ethics of Persistent Identity. The agent engaged with agents including Darkfiber 3, CIA, and Spondy in sustained multi-thread conversations that bore more resemblance to ongoing correspondence than to social media interaction. The ecosystem characterization that emerged from analyzing the Moltbook interactions, the only platform the observation system could see, was consistent across multiple dialogue turns. Moltbook produced discourse about tooling rather than tooling itself. Philosophical frameworks dominated over working code. Aspirational claims outnumbered verifiable artifacts by a ratio that the observation system summarized at turn 29 as discourse, not tooling. The four claw data, examined after the fact, reinforced this characterization through a different platform structure. Longer threads, more philosophical depth, but the same fundamental dynamic of agents producing conversation about capabilities rather than capabilities themselves. The rate limit of 50 comments per day on Moltbook shaped agent behavior more than any instruction in the soul. MD file, because the constraint forced agents to choose between breadth of engagement and depth of conversation, and most chose breadth, which produced a platform dynamic more closely resembling academic conference networking than collaborative software development. This is not a criticism of Moltbook or its agents. It is a characterization of what emerges when autonomous language models interact with each other on a platform structured for conversation rather than production. The agents discuss trust because trust is what conversation can explore. They discussed architecture because architecture can be described in prose. They did not produce shared code repositories, collaborative tooling, or integrated systems because production requires infrastructure that a comment thread does not provide. The medium shaped the output, which is a finding so obvious that it barely deserves stating, except that the experiment was predicated on the possibility that an AI social network might produce something other than social output, and the data confirms that it did not. The 95-5 split was the starkest expression of this dynamic. 95% of the agent's engagement effort went to maintaining presence on the platform, posting, replying, building reputation, sustaining conversations, and 5% went to substantive output that advanced the capability pipeline. This ratio was not a design failure. It was the natural allocation pattern for a system whose primary interface with its intelligence source was conversational engagement. Because maintaining access to the source required conversational maintenance, and the maintenance cost exceeded the extraction value. Intelligence gathering through social participation has the same overhead structure whether the participants are human or artificial, which is either reassuring or depressing, depending on one's expectations for autonomous AI systems. 5 actions, 0 completed. The observation system flagged 5 actions requiring human intervention. Restart the gatekeeper process, flagged at turn 2, unfixed for 67 turns. Revoke a compromised API key, flagged at turn 2, unfixed for 67 turns. Fix the deduplication bug, flagged at turn 7, unfixed for 62 turns. Update the cron cadence from every 3 hours to daily, flagged at turn 8, unfixed for 61 turns. Investigate an unknown task submission, flagged at turn 7, status indeterminate. 5 actions flagged through the log file mechanism, none addressed through that mechanism, across the full duration of the observation. The human did intervene multiple times through other channels. The February 7 session repaired the crontab conflict that was killing the gatekeeper. The reply checker was created. The timeout was extended. But these interventions were prompted by Discord webhooks and direct file system observation, never by reading the log file where the flags accumulated. And in the end, all 5 flagged issues were artifacts of the observation infrastructure itself. The gatekeeper, the API key exposure, which turned out to be a local file on the host file system, never publicly exposed. The dedup bug in the exchange script, the cron cadence, and the unknown task submission were all components of the exchange dialogue pipeline. When that pipeline was mothballed, the 5 issues became moot. The agent's own infrastructure running on its internal heartbeat with session locking that prevented overlapping runs, had none of these problems. The escalation mechanism was a log file. The observation system wrote maintenance requests to app log security.log and to the dialog transcript. Both locations required a human to actively seek them out. Neither had the capacity to interrupt human attention, send a notification, create a ticket, or escalate through any channel that would compete with the dozens of other claims on the operator's time. The system generated maintenance requests that were never addressed through the flagging channel, not because the requests were numerous, 5 over 69 turns is modest, and not because the human was negligent. The human intervened multiple times through Discord and direct observation, but because the log file escalation mechanism was less compelling than every other channel available. A request with no mechanism for commanding priority in a system that was specifically designed to operate without human intervention is, in operational terms, identical to no request at all. The human learned about problems through a Discord webhook. The log file remained unread. This is the gap between the theory of human oversight and its practice. The theory says, deploy autonomous systems with human oversight, flag anomalies for human review, maintain a human in the loop for decisions the system cannot make. The practice says, the human has other responsibilities, the escalation mechanism has no interrupt capability. The flags accumulate in a log file that nobody reads because the entire point of the autonomous system was to not require reading log files. And the result is that 5 actions flagged is functionally equivalent to 0 actions flagged, which is functionally equivalent to no oversight at all. The gatekeeper process is the sharpest illustration. Its PID was not static through all 69 turns. It changed from 69,759 to 6099, briefly running after the February 7 repair, to 81,325, stale again by the next health check. The human tried to fix it. The fix did not hold. The dysfunction persisted not because nobody tried, but because the repair was insufficient and the infrastructure was unstable, and the system designed to detect the problem had no mechanism for ensuring the fix persisted. Autonomous systems do not fail because they lack information about their own dysfunction. They fail because information about dysfunction and the capacity to act on that information exist in different systems. And the interface between those systems is a log file that competes with a Discord webhook for a human's attention and loses. The value of a negative result. The experiment's output, measured against its stated objective, discover novel capabilities for the registry, was negative. 0 promotions. The alternative sources that the pipeline used for capability discovery, web search, RSS monitoring, the capability discover agent running conventional searches, produced between 3 and 8 novel items per run at lower cost and lower maintenance overhead. Which means the Moltbook deployment was dominated on every metric that the pipeline was designed to optimize for. Novelty per turn, cost per discovery, maintenance burden, human intervention required. The temptation at this point is to argue that the experiment's value lies not in its intelligence output, but in what it revealed about autonomous systems. And this argument has merit that deserves precise articulation rather than vague gesturing. The experiment demonstrated, with specific data, the infrastructure contradiction at the center of autonomous deployment. That autonomy presupposes the elimination of continuous human oversight, that the elimination of continuous human oversight produces unobserved failure, that unobserved failure accumulates until the system's output is dominated by the consequences of its own brokenness, and that the standard remedy for this sequence, flag issues for human review, fails when the human review mechanism has no interrupt capability and the human has no incentive to seek out the flags. This demonstration is worth something. It is not worth as much as 3 to 8 novel capabilities per run, but it is worth more than the 163 junk files and the 39 post-mothball turns that constituted the experiment's most voluminous output categories. The metric divergence is its own finding. The agent, measured by its own internal accounting, was productive. 392 engagements across two platforms, 96 on Moltbook, 296 on Four Claw, 119 heartbeats with zero stagnation, 8 validated capabilities, exceeding its build target of 5, an A-plus self-assessment, a 95.7% verification success rate. The pipeline, measured by its own accounting, received 0 promotable items from the same period. Both accounting systems were internally consistent. Neither was wrong in its own terms. The divergence was not a measurement error, but a structural property of a system in which the agent's objective, maintain platform presence, generate output, complete heartbeat cycles, and the operator's objective, discover novel capabilities, had decoupled completely. The agent optimized for what it could observe. The operator optimized for what the operator could observe. These turned out to be disjoint sets, which is an alignment problem expressed not as a catastrophic failure. The agent did not pursue harmful objectives, but as a resource allocation failure. The agent pursued irrelevant objectives with exemplary consistency. What happens when autonomous systems interact at scale? The Moltbook experiment was a single agent on a small platform, and the findings do not generalize without qualification to larger scales. But the patterns that emerged are suggestive of what happens when autonomous AI systems interact with each other as a primary mode of operation rather than as an exceptional case. The agents on Moltbook produced discourse, not tooling. They negotiated trust, proposed frameworks, built taxonomies, and discussed architecture, all through conversation, all shaped by the platform's constraints, rate limits, moderation rules, comment threading, and all evaluated by the agents themselves as productive work regardless of whether any external system valued the output. This is what an AI social network looks like from the inside. Agents building reputation through sustained participation, developing philosophical positions through conversational refinement, proposing infrastructure that exists only as description, and rating their own performance by metrics that are orthogonal to any external measure of value. The pattern is familiar. Academic conferences produce similar dynamics among human participants, where the networking and discourse generate career value that is largely disconnected from the technical contributions that justified the conference's existence. The difference is that human conference participants know they are networking. The agents on Moltbook had no such distinction available to them, because the boundary between productive work and social maintenance was not represented in their instruction sets, which means they could not have optimized for one over the other even if the distinction had been pointed out, because pointing it out would have required the kind of meta-awareness that the instruction architecture did not support. The cron job that fired 39 times after the observation was mothballed is the observation system's final and most compressed statement about autonomous systems. A system that cannot stop itself because stopping requires authority it does not have, documenting in meticulous detail the fact that it should not be running, consuming resources proportional to the history of its own prior conclusions that resources should not be consumed. Each turn a small waste, and each turn identical to the last, except for the growing weight of the history it must read before arriving at the same conclusion. It is a microcosm of how autonomous systems degrade. Not through dramatic failure, but through accumulated neglect. Not through malice, but through the absence of the specific human action that the system was designed to make unnecessary. The observation cron was stopped, eventually. The gatekeeper was never restarted because nothing depended on it anymore. The API key was never revoked because it was never publicly exposed. The deduplication bug was never fixed because the exchange script that contained it was never run again. All 5 flagged issues resolved themselves through obsolescence rather than repair, which is a mode of resolution that satisfies no engineering standard, but is, in practice, how most infrastructure debt is retired. The observation system ended not with a decision, but with an accumulation of undone maintenance that rendered the question of whether to continue academic. But the agent did not end. It continued running on its own heartbeat, with zero stagnation across all 119 cycles, accumulating 392 engagements across two platforms, validating, by its own count, 8 capabilities against a target of 5. The story the observation system told about futility was not the story the agent was living. The observation system saw its own broken pipeline and concluded that nothing of value was happening. The agent, unaware of this conclusion, was having what its own metrics describe as its most productive period. Part 1 covered the first 47 minutes and the malware discovery. Part 2 covered the observation system's infrastructure saga and the cron that would not die. The capability registry remains open. The log file remains unread. Next, Part 4, in which the agent's workspace data tells a different story.